And it's the politics we go to next. Well, I suppose the politics of WhatsApp groups we go to next on the programme, because in the headlines in the United States over the last couple of months, several members of the Republican youth wing had to be censured or even fired for what they were saying on an internal Republican youth WhatsApp. All sorts of racist, xenophobic and vicious statements being made by them. A massive fallout in relation to that. Something similar happened here last week, whereas AN2 have fired their youth leader and five others suspended over racist comments made in a WhatsApp group. Talk about Hitler, talk about anti-Semitism, all sorts of different statements that were made in relation to that. But it got us thinking on the programme about the politics of a WhatsApp group, or the responsibilities you might have if you're in a WhatsApp group and something is said which is not right, or something even worse, something hateful or a hate crime or statements of that mind, racist, xenophobic, all those sort of things that are being talked about. What should you know and what are the etiquettes there? Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we have Joanne Sweeney, CEO of the Digital Training Institute, an AI and digital marketing specialist. Joanne, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Great to be here.
On one level, it's a modern phenomenon. On another level, there isn't anyone in the country, I'd say, that isn't in some sort of a WhatsApp group, whether it's your family WhatsApp group, a sporting WhatsApp group, a work WhatsApp group, a political party WhatsApp group. So they're turning into a bit of a minefield, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And you're dead right. Like, WhatsApp is now seen as the default communications channel, I guess, for almost everything. Work, family, school groups, friends, sports teams, even neighborhood chats. So it blends, I guess, personal and professional. And sometimes that's where the lines can become a little bit blurred and people can forget themselves. And the other thing to say is that WhatsApp is very casual. And like, research has been done previously that when we are writing online, if we're writing on our laptop or our desktop computer, our intention tends to be a little bit more formal and a little bit more professional. But then when we move to our phone, we're kind of more relaxed. And maybe we forget that what we're saying might have broader implications. And remember, anything that you put online is never private, even if it's in a private WhatsApp group, because somebody can share it, somebody can screenshot it, or somebody can bring it up in a conversation. So I think these incidences that you just mentioned are timely reminders that we should all think about our WhatsApp etiquette.
And is that the key crucial point before we get on to the other elements of the etiquette? If you're posting to social media, which is open to everybody, I think most people understand now that you are publishing what you're saying for mass consumption. Do some people feel, oh, I only said that in a private WhatsApp group? But that's no barrier. You can still defame someone. It can still get out there.
Absolutely. And you know, humour is one of those approaches where it can be very subjective. What you find funny, I might find offensive. And we know that things have leaked from WhatsApp groups. And indeed, in those cases that you mentioned, they were clearly leaked by somebody in the group or through a third party conversation. So, you know, I always say, whether it's email or whether it's WhatsApp, saying something in a particular group, definitely if it's in a professional capacity, consider that it might get out publicly. So always have that in your mind. And I trained as a journalist over 20 years ago, Jerry, and we were always taught, if in doubt, leave it out and check your sources a second and a third time. So I think we just need to be mindful that what we say in WhatsApp groups may be taken out of context, may be taken as personally offensive, or may cross those professional boundaries.
Joanne, what do you do, or what is there a responsibility on you if you are part of a WhatsApp group and someone says something that's way beyond the pale, similar to what happened within the A2 youth wing or the Republican youth wing in the United States? What can you do? Do you mute? Do you leave the group? Or if you see something inappropriate post group, what is the thing to do?
Well, I think the first thing is, if you are an admin for a WhatsApp group that is professional or in some way voluntary, like a sports group or volunteers getting together, you definitely need to have community guidelines. So that is the policy by which this group should be managed, but also how the members of the group should behave. And people then, on accepting an invitation to a WhatsApp group, should accept those. I think that's really important. And what that does is that sets the ground rules, and it also sets the boundaries, because, you know, people volunteering their time is fantastic, but they just probably don't have the time or the energy to be managing people's bad behavior, and especially by grown adults. So certainly setting those ground rules, and then if somebody breaches them or is stepping across the boundary, you can just remind them, maybe privately, because what I've often seen is people in a WhatsApp group going to the admin separately and saying, you know, somebody is, you know, being overly promotional, or they're spamming this with their sales content, and then the admin would come back in and politely. So there's ways to do it. Absolutely, if you're in a WhatsApp group and you don't like the tone, you don't like the behavior, there are no ground rules, exit and say nothing. But the other thing that you mentioned there is, what if we're in a group and we stay and we do not agree with the tone, the sentiment, or the statements that
Does
are
that
being made?
Make you complicit, Joanne, if you don't do anything at those levels.
You know, you could be seen as a bystander, somebody who watches bad behavior or inappropriate behavior, and you're a bystander. You're not standing up, you're not calling it out, and you could be guilty by association. So it's really important that you think about the bigger repercussions if it's in a professional capacity or in a sporting organization that is voluntary. So I think we just need to be mindful, and you can call it out, but call it out in a way that isn't targeted, or you don't invite a pylon, which is what we see that sort of behavior on social media, where people are getting attacked by large volumes of people, and maybe it was an honest error or a lapse in human judgment, as they say,
an opinion, Joanne, or just an opinion, which
just
happens
an opinion.
Often
and having
media.
An opinion these days is quite dangerous, right? In any setting. But I just think that in WhatsApp groups, our guard is down. We can act a little bit more informal. We're very relaxed. We're on our phone even late at night, early in the morning, and just the boundaries are just
blurred.
Not there.
Okay, Joanne, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. It's Joanne Sweeney there, CEO of the Digital Training Institute, talking about that element of WhatsApp groups, your responsibilities, particularly if you're an admin, but also if you're a member of a group where things like that go off the rails, and that casualness that's there that really kind of shouldn't be. You should be viewing it exactly the same as if you were broadcasting, or you were publishing, or you're on social media and saying it out to the world. Give us your thoughts on that.